the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the epistles taken from the book of the Ecclesiasticus, from the beginning and before the world was, I was created. And unto the world to come I shall not cease to be. And in the holy dwelling place I have ministered before him. And so was I established in Zion, and in the holy city likewise I rested. And my power was in Jerusalem. And I took root in an honorable people, and in the portion of my God, his inheritance, and my abode is in the full assembly of saints. Let's turn to hear the most holy gospel. It's taken from Saint Luke. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, a certain woman from the crowd, lifting up her voice, said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the paps that gave thee suck." But he said, "Ye rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." So the words of the most holy gospel. And the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, this is a very beautiful, important feast, which is linked to the feast that we preached 2 days ago about the dedication of a church, of St. Peter and St. Paul. And the reference about that event are here first in the epistle. The importance of considering the Blessed Virgin Mary as the Immaculate Temple of God, the Tabernacle of God, as the mediatrix of all graces. So there are quite a few references to this. First, the Book of Wisdom says, "In the holy dwelling place I have ministered before him." Yes, she's the queen. She's the mediatrix. And she received our Lord on the day of the Incarnation. And every time the Holy Ghost, she received the Holy Ghost to give it to us. And also, when we pray, she receives our prayers, our petitions, and she delivers them. Is to minister as in the temple, the holy place of God. So San Luis de Montfort says that she is the paradise of God. So God is in heaven, always. His environment, his life is heaven. So that was to be expected, that on earth he will be in an environment of heaven environment. So he himself, his life, in an immaculate environment and holy, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Very important, because that will give us a clue that the holiness of God demands a complete hate for sin. It's something that was lost to today in the modernist world. We were studying catechism yesterday, and we saw that in the modern catechisms, they say that venial sin is not serious, it's not a great deal, it's not so harmful. I would say it's a blasphemy, that's new catechism. Because to say that a spot in the holiness of God is not a great deal is to say that God is not God. Oh, it's not important that God is not God might be no God at all. At that degree, no? Remember, in the Old Testament, the patriarchs like Moses, as soon as he saw that he was in a holy place, in the bush, in the burning bush, immediately the angel says, "Take away your sandals, because it's holy ground," and he prostrated himself. He was not, he didn't feel worthy to even to see in that light. It was a reflection of God's light. So the holiness of God is something that we don't meditate enough. but infinite holiness, unspotted. This is why we cannot enter heaven if we are not purified completely. And this is why purgatory has to be very harsh, great suffering, because it has to be in proportion. So punishment is in proportion to sin or to the damage, the offense we have done. If purgatory is so harsh, it's because sin is bad, very, it's terrible. A lie, a vanity, curiosity, envy, whatever movement of disorder is very serious. This comes from Saint Teresa de Avila. She said, every sin is serious. It's a great deal of damage and God's horrors, anything. So we have to recover. We have to recover that contrition to feel this sorrow for whatever sin we have committed during the day or during our life. Because Our Lady is Immaculate. Don't remember that. Oh, we have to remember that. So she has to be presented to the temple precisely. The parents, Anne and Joachim, they had to surrender her daughter to the will of God, because that was her mission, to be in the temple, to be interceding, to be preparing as Immaculate, to have this role of a mediatrix for graces. It's a reminder for parents that children belongs to God, and they have to perform their vocation, and they have to be holy, and have to be formed in such a way that they will be reflecting the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's the reason why we do the consecration to Mary as soon as we are baptized. Yes, so we are baptized. Remember the ceremony of baptism. We start outside the chapel, the church. We enter into the church after being purified with exorcisms, and we receive the Holy Ghost, the sanctifying grace. And at the end of the ceremony, we are consecrated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, precisely because we are in the temple, and she's the only one capable of preserving us in holiness, because she's mediatrix and mother until the end of our life. We have to foster this idea that consecration has to be renewed every day from the heart. For children also, no? Especially for children. So it's also the Book of Wisdom says, so I was established in Zion, so it's the Mount of God, so the church. And in the Holy City, likewise, Jerusalem. So she's in the center of God's work, supernatural work, and natural work. She's the center of everything. See what the saint says, that God, when God created the world, he shaped the world thinking in our Lord and our Lady, for them. A worthy place for them, for our Lady and our Lord. That was in the mind of God when he created. If we have so beautiful world, it's because of them. Yes. I trusted, and my power was in Jerusalem. And I took root in an ordinary people and in the portion of my God, his inheritance. My abode is in the full assembly of saints. And complete with the Gospel of today, which they praise Our Lady, no, the women, and our Lord's answer, ye rather blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. So it means when you hear your mother, and when you obey your mother, and you keep the words of your mother, is when you are blessed. And not just for having your mother. This is one way of looking at this sentence of our Lord. So don't be happy by having your mother, because that might not be a benefit for you. Rather be happy that you obey your mother, so you keep my words, you keep my commandments. Is that goes for everybody? People say, I am very Marian, I have a great love for Mary, but we still commit venial sins with malice. So it's impossible to be worthy of Mary if we are purposely committing venial sins again and again. Or we don't, if we don't do the effort, or if we don't pray enough. So it's a reminder. The consecration to Mary requires that we think about her, and we pray about to her, and we offer up to her every moment. All that we do, all that we think, all that we speak. Because it's knowing, having Mary our the main grace is in fulfilling Mary's word, which is the gospel. No? So, with these things in mind, let's pray at Mass for this grace, that we may be faithful, and that we may be worthy of having such a mother. No? With the help of Saint Joseph and the saints, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. No?